I think particularly when we have this conversation in the context of inflation as well, it's really not just labor, it's not just rising wages, but there's a lot of different dynamics that I think are contributing to the increase in prices, whether it's supply chain complications, yes, labor issues, but sometimes lack of labor, a lack of the ability to be able to work consistently in their jobs, which is also tied to pandemic controls. And also, there's a real distinction to be made between inflation and price gouging. And there's a lot of evidence that, particularly industries with high concentrations, corporate concentrations, whether it's almost oligopoly level industries, a lot of these price increases are potentially due to just straight price gouging by corporations.
Are you concerned about inflation and higher interest rates and the impact on working people?
I mean, wherever prices are increasing and it's making it difficult for someone to be able to feed their family, that is always going to be a major point of concern, a primary point of concern. But the real key is making sure that we're diagnosing the causes correctly, because the danger here is that if we say we're helping working people too much and say that the cause of this is, oh, it's because we provided too much assistance during the American Rescue Plan, stimulus checks were too generous, that is why we are dealing with the problems that we're dealing with now. What that's going to result in is a pullback in the assistance that some families need the most right now. And when we already talk about the cessation of the child tax credit, with the failure to pass the Build Back Better Act before the end of last year, we really need to be very careful about diagnosing these issues correctly. Because on the flip side of that coin, if we say there are real antitrust issues here, there's a lot of corporate abuse of power leading to price gouging, then that allows us to pursue lanes such as antitrust and also pursue labor protections, COVID protections that can help people get back into the workplace and stay safe in the workplace.
Right, and so you are seeing those who are suggesting that it's because of the assistance that people had during COVID that that's inflationary and therefore we need to swing the pendulum
Yeah,
back.
and I couldn't
Right.
disagree more.
Right.
I couldn't disagree more with that assessment.